Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
I'm wondering if you have advice, some just tangible tips for the aspiring author listening today.
Well, I may have said this on your show before, but one of my all-time favorite pieces of advice for writers is don't get it right, get it written. Hmm. And, you know, that was based on when I was younger and I was starting out, I would write the first three chapters to death. And then I would give up, you know, and not finish the book. And I learned from somebody gave me that piece of advice, and I learned that I needed to write the first draft through without judgment, you know, and just get it down and then rewrite and rewrite and rewrite. And that's how I work now. It works for me.
It's so good. And, you know, when you talk about people who are exploring self-publishing versus going the main route,
traditional
route. There's times where I'm talking to new authors and they don't want editors to give any feedback or to touch what they're doing. That's tricky.
You know, I have worked for 20 years with the same editor, and he is brutal. And he doesn't even work for the company anymore. We hire him freelance because he's so good for me, because he just forces me to rewrite and rewrite and rewrite until, you know, the book is ready for publication. And I really feel like I'm flying without a net if I don't use him. So, you know, because he just makes me rethink every single scene in the book. So I would advise people to really get a good editor and listen carefully to what they say and, you know, make the changes, do the work. It's hard work to write a book.
It is.
But do it. You know, it's worth it in the end.
So to be humble and teachable. I remember I was walking through a time of just lacking confidence. I'd had a handful of books under my belt, but still I would just hit a patch of just a lack of confidence. So I hired an editor and just said, be ruthless with me. I just thought, I've got to buck up, Buttercup, and I got to hear what they got to say. And it was exactly what I needed versus, you know, I didn't need people to sing a song to me. And I just think that's another piece of important advice.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the difference between a professional and an amateur is, you know, the professional is someone who's going to learn from criticism.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.